Another of our BASF personality interviews is Dr. Dan Westberg, who is definitely a BASF personality, no doubt about it. We've talked to Dr. Dan many, many a time, but we're going to get to know Dr. Dan a little bit better. First of all, Dr. Dan, what is your current position with BASF?
My current position with BASF is a technical market manager in our tech service group, and I'm specifically responsible for herbicides, and most of my time is spent on Kixor herbicide technology.
All right, well, so tell me about your background and how you got to get into with BASF.
Well, I grew up in a small farm in northwest Arkansas, and I started to work when I was in college at the Alzheimer lab there, and I worked with the weed science group. And so I got very interested in weed science and controlling weeds and row crops and, you know, really just helping growers solve their problems that they had at that time. So I continued on. I got my master's at Arkansas in weed science, and then I got my PhD in weed science at NC State University. So a couple of great southern institutions. At that point, I took a field position at the time with Sandoz Crop Protection, and had a field position for 4 years, ran a research farm, and covered northern Illinois and Wisconsin. And then when BASF bought the Sandoz corn business, I had the opportunity to join BASF at that point. And for the first couple of years, I got to travel internationally. Myself and one other guy were responsible for developing markets outside of the U.S. with dimethinamid, which is our outlook product. And so it was a great opportunity to visit particularly Brazil, Argentina, virtually almost every country in Europe I've gotten to see at least once, particularly France and Germany. So great opportunity. And then after I was done with that, I went back to our biology group, development group, and was a group leader for a period of time there. And then in about year 2000 or 2002, I got the opportunity to work with Kixor herbicide technology more in depth. So I was responsible actually for the global development of Kixor herbicide technology. And then I again had the opportunity to move over to our tech service group and was able to launch Kixor herbicide technology or play a role with that. And so really a unique opportunity. You don't probably get that opportunity more than once in a career to work from start to finish with an active ingredient. So it's been really rewarding.
Well, see, now I did not know you were from Arkansas. That is new. And so how many years have you been with BASF then?
I just passed 21 years with BASF last December.
And you've done so much with the company. That is really pretty cool.
Well, it's been a great company to work with. You know, if you show an interest in, you know, wanting to expand your horizons to do something else or something different, they really support that opportunity to be able to do that. So it's a great company to work for.
What we want to talk about now, what we're really focusing on, is glyphosate resistance. And as we start into the 2012 growing season, what do you see as a status of glyphosate-resistant weeds in the United States?
Well, certainly Palmer amaranth, glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth, has really taken over the Mid-South and the Southeast to the point that growers are losing some of their fields to this weed. And we probably, and they reached that point, the tipping point for them was about 2007, 2008. And I think that this last year in 2011 was a tipping point for water hemp in many areas of the Midwest. Certainly the southern third to half of Illinois and Missouri are probably already there with the level of problem that they have with water hemp. And it's something that we've got to start dealing with proactively.
Now, so what are the tools that BASF has available to help growers prevent and manage glyphosate resistance, especially with water hemp becoming such a big problem for growers in the Midwest?
Well, we have a number of tools available. BASF, with its herbicide portfolio, it actually represents 10 different sites of action that we can bring to bear on these weed populations. It's the most that anybody has in the industry, so we're able to tailor, you know, specific programs to different areas of the country to meet their needs. And for example, in corn, Verdict herbicide is powered by Kixor herbicide technology. It's also combined with dimethinamide P, our active ingredient outlook. And this really provides a strong foundation in corn for not only water hemp, but also large seeded broadleaf weeds, such as giant ragweed and common ragweed, that are also becoming more problematic from a resistance standpoint. So we can provide a really strong foundation there and then follow up post-emergence with our status herbicide to really keep those fields clean of broadleaf weeds and grasses. In soybeans, we just launched Optil Pro, and this is a combination of Optil plus dimethylamide P, our active ingredient in Outlook that I just mentioned earlier, which can be used in both corn and soybeans. And again, provides a strong foundation of control, burn down and residual, provides that foundation of control that you need up front so you can better time and better manage your post-emergence applications. One of the issues that many growers have, they're farming hundreds, if not a few thousand acres, and to try to get across all those fields in a timely manner, if they're trying to go total post, it's just not, it's not feasible anymore. And so utilizing an effective pre-emergence herbicide really helps you manage your post-herbicide applications to maximize your yield potential on those acres.
Now, I understand that you did some research trials last year, the Get the Most plots. Tell me about where the trials were done, how they turned out, what the results were.
Well, what we're able to demonstrate is over a standard Roundup Ready-based program where you're not using a residual herbicide, which is very common in soybeans, we're able to demonstrate anywhere from a 2 to 4 bushel bump by utilizing an effective pre-emergence herbicide. And this could be even greater than that if you've got resistant water hemp. So it's really important that we get a foundation of control down. We've been able to demonstrate in corn, and most growers recognize the fact that corn needs a pre, but we've been able to demonstrate in corn that having an effective pre-emergence herbicide down, such as Verdict, we can get 18 to 20 bushel bump in yield over just a total post application. So definitely pays for itself, and actually most growers recognize that, and most growers do put a pre down.
But it's nice to know how the research turns out. Well, tell me about, we talked about Optil Pro, we talked about Kixor. What about Armazon?
Armazon is a brand new offer that we have. It represents a new site of action for BASF. It's an HPPD inhibitor, and it's a post-emergence grass and broadleaf herbicide for use in corn. So this just further expands our ability to offer different solutions to growers to really match their needs. And it's really, again, known for its broad-spectrum grass and broadleaf weed control because we need to think about resistance management for grasses as well. It is also is very safe in corn, whether you're dealing with your field corn hybrids or even your specialty corns, whether it's popcorn, white corn, and even sweet corn. It's unparalleled in its crop safety, especially across these specialty corn types.
Well, it's nice for growers to know that they have someone like you involved with BASF who's really passionate about this and really wants to help growers as part of BASF's partnership with farmers. You don't just sell them products.
That is correct. I mean, our mission as a company is to help growers get the most out of every acre, and I really take that to heart. Whatever we can do to assist growers in managing their problems that they're having with weeds, and obviously that's my specialty, my focus, whatever we can do to achieve that goal is it makes my life enjoyable and work very rewarding.
And so as a technical market manager, too, your job is to get the message out there for growers as far as what we talked about, the comprehensive management strategy, not just one tool in the toolbox.
That's correct. We really need to get back to diversifying our weed management programs that include both the pre-emergence herbicide application and also but additional post-emergence herbicide included in our mixture so that we're employing multiple sites of action to control these resistant weeds that farmers may already have or to actually prevent their development from occurring on their farm. And so looking at everything we have, you know, it's great to be in our tech service group because I get to take what are our development groups and kind of translate that for our sales group and our growers to really fine-tune what the program will be on their farm. So it's a very rewarding position to be in.
Well, BASF has also been involved now with herbicide best management practices and actually involved with the physical aspect of spraying it on and applying it, right?
That's exactly right. What we're going to do as part of our stewardship effort with our new Ingenia herbicide is to really focus on best management or best application practices to ensure that we get these get the product on target, and we're also going to apply that across our product line because each herbicide, you know, some are contact, some are systemic, and so you need to tailor those applications specifically to those needs to make sure that you're getting the most bang for your buck in weed control by optimizing the efficacy that you want on your farm.
That's really important. Okay, well, I think that's all the questions we have, and it's a good good profile of Dr. Dan Westberg with BASF and how excited he is to bring new things to the market for growers. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.